Hi, my name is Kim Jackson. I can't thank you for joining me again for my second podcast to elevate community leaders and those who are interested in making our village a little stronger. And today I have unique guests. One is Aaron and one is Leanne, and they're both affiliated with this new awesome organization called Earth to Autism, which may not be so new. So I'd like them both to introduce themselves and say a little bit about what Earth to Autism is and why it matters. And I think, Leanne, you should go first because I think you're running it, right?
Yep. Hi, I'm Leanne. I founded Earth to Autism 4 years ago this week. It is designed to help put adults with autism to work serving our planet. So our vehicle to teach that is sustainability. And we've now added Aaron to our board. He's officially a member now, and maybe Aaron wants to share a little bit too.
Sure, absolutely. So Aaron Bryce here, a student, soon to be graduate in about 2 days at St. Petersburg College. So very excited about that. Recently joined Earth to Autism's board of directors with Leanne. Very passionate about the sustainability side of it. And of course, the autism element of it as well. It's a very wonderful group of individuals who are very passionate about two very important topics. So very excited to be here.
Well, I know why I care about it. I care about it, of course, because I have a child with autism and the importance of the vocational space and making sure that we help them contribute to being meaningful citizens in a society where they have a lot of structure and capabilities, but we don't always allow that to shine. Can you tell us a little bit about how you help develop those skill sets and why, more importantly, corporations should care, why this is lucrative for them?
So we have two things going. We have a virtual program and we have an in-person program. And we meet with our clients once a month in person. This is all pre-COVID, of course, and hopefully very soon once everything is safe for everyone to gather again. And what we do is we bring everybody together and we work on career skills and we work on pre-employment skills. And we use service projects and the garden and other green spaces in order to teach those skills. So what we'll do is we'll work on a service project, say in the morning, and then we'll go back to the classroom, we'll talk about it, and we incorporate it into their resume writing and answering questions on interviewing, so that way they have a practical experience that day, and then they have a chance to kind of communicate what they learned from it and get that down on paper so that they don't forget it.
So you now have 4 years now of this under your belt. How have you seen your students, for lack of a better word, how have they thrived since going through your program? And then Aaron, if you can talk more about the environmental footprint that you're passionate about and how that ties into it.
Yeah, so we did our pilot of our program pre-COVID, right before, and we had six individuals in the program. And all six of them are doing really well. We have several of them that graduated from college, went on to get work, and also finished college, went on to get work, and just kind of moved into other programs. We had an individual that went off to work with Autism Shifts. Mm-hmm. Over in Tampa. He got a degree in digital media, finished up with us, did an internship, and then went on to that program. So so they all kind of found their way through our program, what they wanted to do, which was really awesome. It didn't take long. A couple of meetings with us and everybody was kind of like, oh, I'm going to go on to college or I'm going to go work. You know, so it was really exciting to see that.
Okay, well, Aaron, just quickly, if you can say a little bit about why you think this is such important to connect the skill set to particularly the environment and the environmental footprint and the skill set that you think that's necessary to help our community under these circumstances.
Sure, absolutely. So, first of all, being the public policy student and soon to be graduate, my mind always comes to perspective of advocacy, awareness, and engagement. And so, of course, as I've gone taking on this leadership role within Earth to Autism, we've looked at creating the possibility of creating a sustainability committee. We actually also did a beach cleanup earlier this month as well to celebrate Earth Day. And so there's a couple of different programs, different ideas we're looking at, and always looking for different ways to reach out to connect the environmental, ecological side, as well as the advocacy and public policy side, because they are very much intertwined.
Well, I can't thank you both for, first of all, being a part of a wonderful process to help two impactful and meaningful issues in our community. And thank you for joining me for our second podcast, where we're just trying to elevate and educate the community on different ways that we are making our village stronger. Thank you guys so much.